This is the Purple Project Podcast Daily Edition. Once again, Eddie Greer III, putting a wrap on track and field from last weekend, the Eugene NCAA National Championships outdoor concluded. I know there's going to be early this week, TJ Sankar winning the national championship in the men's high jump, bringing that thing home for K-State. I want to put another athlete, mention another athlete at the end of that podcast, and that was, you're right, Bickenskate. Of course, she did some big things early on in the year. She concluded her two-day competition in the Eugene Outdoor Championships last week. Over the weekend at Hayward Field in Eugene, Oregon, the Louisiana native earned 4,608 points, and she finished outside the top 20 in 22nd spot. Quote here, press release from Cliff Rivetta, once again the track and field and cross country director for a very long time. From a quote from a year ago, you're right, and I'm sorry if I continue to butcher her name, but that's what I've been going with all season long here on the Pro Project Podcast. Is a completely different athlete in a good way. And quote, what is exciting for her is that she still has a great deal of room for improvement. She really hung in there, end quote, as well. After fouling three times in the long jump section, Bickenskate came into the javelin throw with a bang. Her first attempt reached a mark of 122.9 feet, while her second attempt was only 117. Bickenskate made her third throw her best one of the day and had a heave of 130.5, coming in eighth place overall, earning 663 points. And Bickenskate was just 22 seconds away from her personal best in the 800, clocking in 2 minute 27 seconds there. Bickenskate ended in 18th place there. Continuing quote from Cliff, Coach Cliff, quote, I believe a majority of the athletes placed higher than they were ranked coming in, which is an indicative of competing well, end quote. And then he goes on and says, quote, for a number of them, this was their first experience at the national meet, and they will be better for it when they return, end quote, as well. K-State ended the 2021-22 season with three All-American honors in the indoor season and six All-American represents of the outdoor season. The Wildcats completed in a total of 25 meets during the season, including two national meets and one regional meet, end quote, there as well. So you rate Bickenskate coming home in the top 20 there, kind of putting a spin in cap on what was a pretty competitive season, competitive 2022 national championship season, which on it with the cherry on top, TJ bringing it home, national champion in the 2022 men's high jump, ending his K-State career on a high note. It's always a dream. Dreams come true, especially when you're thinking about, you know, you always want to go out on top as a senior, whether that's in the high school ranks or the college ranks, or you're about to retire in a big, whether it's NFL, Major League Baseball, you get the drift here. You want to end on high note here, and that's what TJ did last weekend, bringing that thing home, and now he's going to be national champion pretty much for the rest of his life, no doubt about it. Bring it home for K-State Nation, and that's how you end the K-State 2021-2022 athletic campaign right there, as we're starting to get in the thick now of this heat, this summer heat here in Kansas, folks. As again, we got to be thinking about those who are affected by the scary weather that took place over the weekend with a tornado and high winds touching down over in Marysville, especially Blue Rapids, Marysville. A couple of buildings to get hit, including, if you haven't seen it already by now, pictures of the Pepsi Center, Pepsi Harwell's, Pepsi, now I'm butchering it, now the Pepsi Center. That was something else to see there. You see big trees caving in on cars. Saw a few, ran past a couple here in town, actually, Sunday morning. Whew, that damage was bad. And then coming from lunch, saw a couple big trees down not a pretty sight as well. So I keep referring to, we got lucky. When I say I got lucky, yeah, God was watching over us once again. Once again, we dodged a heck of a bullet there. So, but yeah, this come with the territory. Living out here in the Midwest, you're gonna get these. So, yeah, you ain't no control. You just gotta hang on, pray, and pray for the best. That's what you gotta say. But yeah, definitely keep those effective in your prayers throughout the rest of the week. But on the other side, though, definitely for your positive, wanting something positive, definitely keep TJ in the positive side too. Yurit Big and Skate completing her outdoor season, finishing inside the top 20. The Purple Project Podcast is brought to you by AutoFest 2022, coming to Manhattan, Kansas, August 6th, behind the parking lot of Midwest Car Dream Collection Center out there on Anderson. For those of you who are becoming out of town, who listen to this podcast, you're interested and want to put your car in, it is $10 registration there. Of course, spectators are free, and we're going to get more insight coming up. Got the sit-down interview scheduled. It will be in podcast form. I will let you know when that takes place. As well, that's going to be coming up next Friday, but the publishing date will be yet to be cited then as well, so keep eyes on that. And oh, by the way, continue to download, subscribe to the Purple Project Podcast, episode 103, with backup running back this year, Anthony Freyas Jr. Anthony Freyas II there as well. What a great conversation that was. I'm not going to spoil it. If you're wanting more K-State content and interested, Pearl Project Podcast is the place to do it. Definitely a great conversation. The latest guest on the Purple Project Podcast as he gets ready for his first full football season here at Kansas State. The Purple Project Podcast, get it! Wherever you get your podcast, that is going to wrap things up. Eddie Greer here in Manhattan, Kansas. Hot. Manhattan, Kansas. Appreciate y'all. Continue to tell a fellow fan of K-State about this podcast. We appreciate y'all's support, including myself and my co-host, Alex Aiden. The Pearl Project Podcast continues.